Your father was not the same man when he came back from the war. Hearing this about my father has given me some profound thoughts about war. You're listening to Longitude. It's Thursday, March 8th, 2007. I'm Darris McNeely. My mother revealed that to me when my father had died. My father was a veteran of World War II. The experience of war changed my father for the rest of his life. He came back with all of his limbs, and he had no major outward injury, but there was a mental toll. You see, in those days, they did not call it post-traumatic stress syndrome, but they were expected, the veterans, to get on with their life, and he did. Now, he had a good life, and he provided well for his family, but deep inside his soul, my father's life was forever changed. I've been thinking about this in recent days as the news stories about the deplorable living conditions at one unit of Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington, D.C. have broken upon our national scene. Army amputees living in Building 18 of the complex have had to suffer the indignity of rundown facilities, rats, and cockroaches while recovering in their rooms. It seems that some officials knew about these and other poor conditions, but did not act decisively enough to correct the problems. There have been congressional hearings, and now President Bush has appointed a special task force to investigate treatment conditions at all Veterans Administration facilities and to recommend steps for improvement. Let's hope this corrects the immediate problems and helps all veterans and their families receive the help they need and deserve. But like my father, the wounds of war are psychological. Many thousands of servicemen and women will return from Iraq and Afghanistan with their lives changed for the experience. Let's hope they get the support from the Veterans Administration, from family, and from other concerned people to be able to transition back into society and get on with the business of life. But experience tells me there will be a lot of disruption in their lives. To erase the memories of war, many will seek escape in alcohol and drugs. Other addictions, like gambling or pornography, may wreck their lives. Divorce might seem like a solution, but in many cases, they'll just carry the scars forward into another relationship. That's what war does. It's inevitable. Years ago, in some of my readings, I ran across a very interesting description of the profound impact war has on people. It was talking about Civil War veterans. This was in a book called The Army of the Potomac, the first volume of a trilogy written by Civil War historian Bruce Catton. The first volume was entitled Mr. Lincoln's Army. And in the preface to that series, Mr. Catton wrote this. Let me share it with you. He wrote, "The books which make up this trilogy began very simply as an attempt to understand the men who fought in the Army of the Potomac. As a small boy, I had known a number of these men in their old age. They were grave, dignified, and thoughtful, with long white beards and a general air of being pillars of the community. They lived in rural Michigan in the pre-automobile age, and for the most part, they had never been 50 miles away from the farm or the dusty village streets. Yet once, years ago, they had been everywhere and had seen everything, and nothing that happened to them thereafter meant anything much. All that was real had taken place when they were young. Everything after that had simply been a process of waiting for death, which did not frighten them much. They had seen it inflicted in the worst possible way on boys who had not bargained for it, and they had enough of the old-fashioned religion to believe without any question that when they passed over, they would simply be rejoining men and ways of living which they had known long ago." War alters inevitably anyone's mind and anyone's life who has to engage in that practice. You know, this national lament that we have been going through with the Iran and Iraq war, the war in Afghanistan, is something like what we read in Lamentations chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. The impact of war on the youth and on a generation. Let me quote that. It says, "The Lord has trampled underfoot all my mighty men in my midst. He has called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord trampled as in a winepress the virgin daughter of Judah. For these things I weep. My eye overflows with water because the Comforter who should restore my life is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed." You know, an American Civil War general once said that war is hell. That's probably the best three-word description you're likely to find to describe the impact of war on whole nations and within the minds of those who engage in its hideous exercise. Until the coming of Christ's kingdom, war is destined to be the scourge of the earth. But until then, we have a duty to provide care and treatment for those who suffer its consequences. And we have the duty to fervently pray, "Thy kingdom come." Well, this weekend, we'll have another World News and Prophecy seminar, this time in Spokane, Washington. Along with World News and Prophecy writers Melvin Rhodes and Robin Weber, I'm going to be there on March 10th for another day-long seminar on prophecy. If you happen to be listening to this and in the Spokane area, you can find the location on our website at wnponline.org. We look forward to meeting many of our readers in Spokane this weekend. Just as a reminder, you can view past World News and Prophecy seminar presentations on our website. We have several archived there, and you can view them at your leisure. I want to also mention that this week we added a new feature at wnponline.org. You'll find on the right-hand side a window that's called Longitude Commentary. All you have to do is click on, and you'll be able to watch a short, informal video commentary on a subject. Now, I plan to update this weekly and hope you'll find it a good way to keep up with news, the publication, World News and Prophecy, and as well assorted information, whatever may be on my mind at that time or wherever I might be. Internet technology makes something like this entirely possible, and these videos can be made in my office or any other site that I happen to be and very easily uploaded to our website, so watch for them. In recent weeks, we've also added several thousand new subscribers to the biweekly WNP newsletter that we send out from our site. This newsletter provides useful information. It helps people keep the right focus in today's world. If you've not subscribed to this e-newsletter, then please go to our website and sign up today. I want to remind you that World News and Prophecy, in all of its features, is more than just another internet news service. It's more than just another magazine. We give you what other sites don't, which is the vital perspective of the Bible, showing God's view of your world and the future. Our view is not a partisan ideology, nor that of any one government or nation. Our commentary is rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. It's a message that transcends the narrow interests of this world's governments. We know the only true hope for today's world lies in understanding the message that Christ brought, the announcement of a coming world government with the only effective program for peace. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.